Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So whenever there's breaking news, of course, we're going to share it. And coming from the House, apparently Representative Jim Jordan has lost a second vote. So we still do not have a House Speaker. As opposed to 20 people opposing him, 22 people opposed him on this vote. So we're going the opposite direction. Republicans nominated Representative Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, for the speakership on Tuesday, but he did not garner the near unanimous support of 217 votes. And so this failed vote is going to propagate the chaos that we have and extend it. As we kind of need our house in order, especially with everything going on. Former Speaker Representative Kevin McCarthy had lost the speakership, not because he committed a crime, not because of ethics, but because his there were 8 GOP representatives that did not like the job he was doing. And they were able to join forces with the Democrats to get him ousted. Whether some people think that's a great idea, some people don't. I just dislike us not having a speaker. Make sure it's a good one. But we need leadership, and we need it soon. And so the fact that the Republicans can't agree is going to give the Democrats a huge opportunity to take the House if the Republicans don't come up with a consensus. And if you remember, Representative Kevin McCarthy's pursuit of the speakership was a cluster and a half going through 15 rounds. Now, Representative Jim Jordan said he's not going to drop out from the race. He said we are going to keep going. He lost ground. 4 House Republicans who initially supported him flipped and voted for an alternative candidate. Those were Vern Buchanan of Florida, Mike Kelly of Pennsylvania, Marianne Miller Meeks of Iowa, and Pete Stauber of Minnesota. So now the Republicans are on break to discuss the next steps and wait for Jim Jordan's next move. From what we understand, according to USA Today, 50 pizzas were being wheeled into the Capitol. I've always wondered what they eat. You know, you would think that, you know, there's like a kit salad bar and a big cafeteria, and I mean, I'm sure they must have that, but apparently they ordered pizza. So 50 pizzas are being wheeled to the Capitol, meaning it's going to take a while. So there's a huge list of individuals who did not vote for Jim Jordan. Some people are suggesting that maybe McCarthy runs again. You know, when it comes to politics, this is why I will never be a politician. I get that people may not like a certain person. I get that. And I get that if you are going to have somebody who is one of the most important jobs and third in line to the presidency, that you make sure that person is worthy, ethical, and able to do the job. And a lot of people feel Jim Jordan can do it. But when individuals are trying to take a stand, like when you saw the first vote, they were voting for people that didn't even have a chance of running. And when you see how some of these votes are going, is it that are they doing this so that in the books, when they, you know, try to seek re-election, they could say, look at what I did? Now, if you're doing this for yourself, don't. If you're doing it because you think that's what your constituents want, if you're from Iowa, if you're from Nebraska and you know for a fact that Nebraskans do not want Jim Jordan, okay, that's one thing. But you're having some people vote for a random buddy, and it's not going to go anywhere. And all it's going to do is stall the vote. So the House is going to start a new ballot, and I'm not sure when the next, I don't think they should rush it, but we are going to have to figure this out soon. And so, you know, I'm watching what's going on, and when you have such a narrowly divided, such a almost evenly divided House, you know, some people thought that was a good thing. Because now you're going to have a lot of checks and balances. Now you won't have a monopoly on all the bills. And, you know, we have a thinly majority Republican House and a thinly majority Democratic Senate. It's going to allow a bunch of checks and balances. On the flip side, stuff isn't getting done. You know, President Trump, former President Trump is, you know, in the lead, has a resounding lead to be the nominee for the next presidency, for the next election. And many people brought up, but he didn't get done everything he wanted to get done. Why didn't he? Well, again, he did not have support of the House. He did not have support. And without that support, things don't get done. Now, I get it. Well, sometimes you do need checks and balances. The last thing you want is this unilateral wielding of power that could completely mess up the country. And we've seen it mess up the country before. But if we can't even figure out who is going to lead the House, and this is going to happen each and every time, because the other thing, too, that has set a precedence with McCarthy being kicked out is at any time somebody from the House who is a sore loser for Jim Jordan winning or somebody else winning can say, okay, guys, let's vote. You know, because some people are like, why don't the Democrats take advantage of this and try to get Hakeem Jeffries in? Because then the next day, all it takes is somebody saying, okay, we want him out. They do the vote. And if Republicans have the majority, he's out. So we could actually have multiple speakers in this cycle. In this, what are we, the 100, which Congress are we in? 119? No. Yeah, so anyway, not a good good optic. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So every 40 seconds, somebody in the United States has a stroke. Every 3 minutes and 14 seconds, somebody dies of a stroke. So sadly, about 4 people may die of a stroke just in us talking about it in the next 12 minutes. Every year, according to the CDC, 795,000 people in the United States have a stroke. 610,000 of these are first-time strokes. So repeated strokes are also a huge factor. But what's interesting is, you know how we spoke about how women's heart attacks might look different than men's heart attacks? Well, stroke can also present differently in women than men. So, the human brain houses 86 billion neurons. For every minute that passes, if you have a stroke, which is basically lack of blood supply and oxygen to an area of the brain, either by a blood clot or a bleed, because when you bleed around that part, it's not getting the blood flow, it's bleeding around it. They say, according to CNN, for every minute that passes, a person having a stroke will lose 1.9 million of those 86 billion neurons. That's according to the American Heart Association. So we have got to recognize the signs of a stroke immediately. So be fast is the mnemonic to look at balance, loss of balance, eyesight issues. I know. Be fast. I know somebody said, well, E-I, all right? B, balance. F, for face drooping. A, for arm weakness. S, for speech difficulty. And T, for time is of the essence, or time to call 911. So before it used to be just fast, facial droop, arm weakness, speech difficulty, time to call 911. Be fast, B-E, adds the balance issues and the eyesight changes. And so if you know that something's up, or a family member can tell that something's up, then they can hopefully immediately contact 911. Now, stroke is the fifth leading cause of death in women, according to the CDC. And many signs are overlooked. So be fast helps us with some of the more common signs. But what about having a bad headache? Well, that could be a stroke. What if you just feel weak? What if you're really tired? What about shortness of breath? Shortness of breath could be a stroke. Chest pain could be a stroke. Nausea and vomiting could be a sign of a stroke, especially if you have a bleed or a clot. Sometimes your brain will trigger that response. You could have brain fog. People will be like, oh, it's got to be COVID. It could be a stroke. But get this, also hiccups. Hiccups could be a sign of a stroke, especially in women. And so when you have damage to the brain with a stroke, it could affect the medulla oblongata, which controls breathing, the supratentorial cortex, which can involve the control of movement. So just because you're hiccuping doesn't mean you're having a stroke. But remember I told you hiccups were associated with heart attacks? Not all hiccups, but when somebody can't stop hiccuping, we have to rule out MI. We have to rule out a heart attack immediately. And they're like, nah, I just need a paper bag. I just have the hiccups. I'm like, that could be a sign of a heart attack. Why? Well, because if the inferior, the bottom part of the heart is infarcted, has lost blood supply, and now it's inflamed because the body's trying to repair it, that inflammation can touch the diaphragm that the heart is laying against, and that could trigger hiccups. So somebody burping a lot, hiccuping a lot, and not controlling it, I always make sure that's not a heart attack. And we should also make sure it's not a stroke. So men and women may present differently. You know, with heart disease, men might have the chest pain, the chest pressure, the left arm pain, the left arm tingling, shortness of breath, dizziness, fatigue, jaw pain, neck pain. But sometimes, you know, with women, they can have those symptoms too, but sometimes a woman may just be nauseous. I'm really nauseous. Remember I told you I had a patient that came in for a UTI? She did actually have a UTI, but she was nauseous. And it turned out she had her rebound heart attack while in the ER, fortunately, when we gave her nausea medicine. Not that the nausea medicine caused it, but when you have a heart attack, sometimes the aftershock happens. She apparently had a heart attack in her sleep. When she woke up the next day, she didn't feel well. So she thought it was a UTI. And even though she had, you know, some signs of a UTI, she actually had a heart attack, and that's what made her feel so bad. And then we were able to save her life, thank God, and get her cath. And, you know, we actually sent her to Scottsdale Memorial because I was working at Lake Havasu at the time. But she did not have chest pain, left arm tingling. No, she just was nauseous. And she felt bladder pressure. That was her symptom of a heart attack. It's crazy. So with stroke, no surprise that women and men may present differently. Estrogen is one of the main female reproductive hormones in the body. It has been shown to be protective against stroke. It also, though, is thrombogenic. And estrogen can also cause clots. But the health benefits of estrogen is it's anti-inflammatory. It may protect against brain injury, may increase blood flow to the internal carotid artery, which supplies blood to the brain. So estrogen, your natural estrogen, can be a lifesaver. Synthetic forms of estrogen, though, are more of the culprit when it comes to increased risk of stroke. It's a small risk, but we have had people that will sadly make blood clots as a result of birth control or estrogen. So an issue we have is as we women start to lose our estrogen because of menopause, now we're at higher risk of stroke. Now, pregnant women can triple their risk of stroke, pregnancy. And it's because some of them may have rises in blood pressure, like preeclampsia, and that could raise risk of stroke. And also they could be at higher risk of blood clots because they can't move and exercise like they used to. And so, unfortunately, we're always on the lookout of stroke in young women with pregnant women. When they say, my legs are swelling, yeah, your legs can swell with pregnancy, but we want to make sure that's also not a blood clot. So some people, they're like, well, how do I know? I feel fine, but I have this headache that doesn't go away, or I hiccup sometimes for days on end. Always get yourself checked. And the best thing to do is call 911. Don't you try to drive and navigate through the construction and you know, the bus stops and get pulled over by a cop. If you at all think you're having a stroke, you call 911. That's what they're there for. And doctors, because people are like, well, I don't want to be a hypochondriac. Doctors would much rather ensure that you're good than you say, well, I wanted to wait. Now, I know the big thing that's weighing on everybody is the cost. Going to a hospital is expensive. I know. I've gone to the ER. It's ridiculous. It is expensive. And the deductibles are purposely high because insurance companies don't want you to go to the hospital. They want to save money. But I'm telling you right now, when it comes to life or death, I would rather you be alive and have some medical debt than be completely debt-free but dead. You know, my father never wanted to go to the doctor, wanted to save money. He was poor, what, you know, and I don't need to do all this. I would rather he be $50,000 in debt and still alive with us today. But he's debt-free and he's in a cemetery. So, you know, you could always deal with debt. Hospitals will work with you. They're not going to take your house away. Get yourself checked out. You know, we're all in debt. I have car payments. I have house payments. I don't even know how much I owe on everything. So what's a few thousand dollars more if it means life or death? Get yourself checked out. And call 911. Have a phone nearby. If you need a speed dial or a button so you don't have to try to remember 911. But again, be fast. You lose your balance. Eyesight's off. Facial drooping. Arm weakness. You're having difficulty speaking. One man figured his wife was having a stroke because the text was all garbled. It could even be what you type. 1-877-DOC-ELLIE.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA News Update. The president is on his way to make a wartime visit to Israel. This after a deadly blast at a Gaza hospital that killed hundreds. That airstrike on the hospital happening last night amid the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas. However, Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh said it is not clear who's responsible for that missile strike. Israel has stated that they do not target hospitals. Israeli forces seem ready for a ground invasion of Gaza. In response to coordinated attacks by Hamas earlier this month, Israel has both enforced a blockade on the Gaza Strip and conducted airstrikes in the region. Rising concerns about a broader conflict in the Middle East are driving up oil prices. If the conflict were to escalate, it could pose a greater risk. Corey Myers, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, years ago, about 28 years ago, Natalie Holloway disappeared. She was on a high school trip. She was in Aruba. Back in 2005, her remains were never found. A suspect, Jordan Vandersloot, was suspected, was sentenced, was, I believe, arrested, but years later. And this sort of mystery has gone on for now 28 years. Well, today we are being told that Jordan Vandersloot admits to beating Natalie Holloway to death. He used a cinder block and dumped her body in the Caribbean. He is jailed now for 20 years as part of a $250,000 extortion plea deal, we're being told. He is currently serving a 28-year sentence for the murder of another woman. But he has admitted to being the one that killed Natalie Holloway. He was sentenced to 20 years in prison in Birmingham, Alabama for extortion and wire fraud as part of a plea deal in which he agreed to come clean about how he killed the high school graduate on the Caribbean island of Aruba. The confession came after he put Natalie's parents through hell, sending them chilling emails and offering to tell them the whereabouts of their daughter's body if he got $250,000. This guy's a real piece of work. So we have been for two decades watching this, and it's frightening because so many kids on spring break or graduation go and hit the beach, go and hit Miami, go and hit Caribbean. And Vandersloot told detectives that he and Natalie were kissing at the beach. They met at a bar. He wanted to take things further, and she refused. He claimed that when he insisted, she kicked him in the crotch. He then stood up and kicked her extremely hard in the face. It knocked her out. He then grabbed a nearby cinder block, smashed her head with it completely. He then carried her body to the water, walking in the water until he was knee-deep, pushed her out to be carried by the waves. I can't believe nobody saw this happen. You know, nobody wondered. You know, And so Natalie's mother, Beth, faced him. And she said that she looked him in the eye and said, "You look like hell." Sharon, "I do not see how you're going to make it. You are a killer, and I want you to remember that every time the jail door slams." And, you know, I have two boys, and I worry about them all the time. I don't know how I would be able to sleep at night having a daughter. And I just, and in our family, having had, you know, a gang rape and assault, and you really worry. And, you know, you try to teach your kids what to look out for, what to watch out for. And, you know, you drink a little, you party a little, you meet somebody, you make out with somebody. Who would think that they would be your killer? Now, Vandersloot is a Dutch national. He was extradited for sentencing in the U.S. from Peru. He was currently serving a 28-year sentence there for the murder of Stephanie Flores. He smothered to death her in a hotel room back in 2010. This sentence will run concurrently. District Judge Anna M. Manasco told the killer, "You brutally murdered two women who refused your sexual advances. You knew the information you were selling was an absolute lie." And Holloway was seen leaving the bar, and Dutch authorities in Aruba arrested Vandersloot. I remember when this happened, but they let him go because there was lack of evidence. And so Holloway's parents wired a portion of the demanded money to Vandersloot in 2010, but then he provided false information about where Holloway's remains were buried. The killer moved from Aruba to Peru, and then he got arrested. In 2021, he was jailed for the murder of a Peruvian business student, Miss Flores. Unfortunately, these people will do it again and again. And I'm glad that justice is served. I'm glad that, you know, he's caught. I'm glad that there's some closure to this, although the family must still be in hell. But, you know, to lose, and Natalie was with friends. That one of her last pictures was she with friends Lee Broughton, Madison Watley, Ruth McVeigh. They were all in a photograph with her disposable camera on the beach in Aruba. And somehow they got separated. And then, these stories, we hate to hear that these things happen, but when they happen, it's real, and it's real to the family. And I know when my parents tried to teach me about how to be careful, I was like, yeah, I just couldn't stand anything my parents told me, you know, as a teenager. And when I try to tell my kids to be safe, yeah, Mom, we know, Mom, We don't drive there. We don't, you know, we don't speed when we drive, you know. Yeah, and you know, maybe if they're not going to listen to you, have an aunt or uncle or cousin talk to them. It's amazing how, you know, like my son. I've been telling my son the same thing for years. All of a sudden, his girlfriend says it. He's like, you know, Mom, blah, 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 blah. And I've been telling you that for years. Why are you teaching me that? That's what I've said to you. And I don't remember you telling me that. And so sometimes what you need to do is make sure, you know, if it's another family member, or have them read these and let them understand that these are things that happen. Everybody always thinks it's not going to happen to me. Patients will say that too. I'm not going to get COVID. I'm not going to get cancer. I'm not going to hurt my liver with alcohol. I've been fine. And they look at what happens to other people as, well, that's just them. There's so much separation between what they see happening to somebody else and them that they don't realize it. The reason why we've had such despair and depression and anxiety with what's going on in Israel is there's not that many degrees of separation between me and Israel. My family's there. My family's from there. I was just there. Friends' kids were abducted and burned to death and murdered. So, you know, you hear of people getting shot now, and at the Festival 91, Harvest Festival, that happened in Las Vegas on October 1st, 2017. It's real. This isn't the movies. And so, you know, people think, well, it's not going to happen to me. It's not going to happen to me. And then it does. People are in shock. We're all in shock. Abductions can happen to any of us. Shootings can happen to any of us. Cancer can happen to any of us. And that doesn't mean you walk around paranoid. It doesn't mean you walk around depressed. But be aware. My father never thought he was going to have a heart attack. My family member never thought she was going to be gang raped. But it happens. My grandfather never thought he would have a gun pointed to his head and be armed, robbed. But it happens. And when these things happen, because it happened to my family, now, I am more aware. I'm not shocked, and I'm always kind of on the lookout. Although still, assault happened to me. You know, we can't always prepare, but, you know, try and do your best. And alcohol really dulls the senses. And it could, it's such a shame, you know, and so we always tell, you know, young people, please be careful out there. Not that a Natalie Holloway drank, but be aware that also people can spike your drink. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there's been some criticism of states who are forcing an additional fee onto electric car owners. And the reason why they're doing it is because they're offsetting the lack of tax revenue they're getting from people buying gas. When you buy gas, part of that upcharge that you're dealing with is taxes that go to the state for the roads, etc. And so I think Texas might be one of the latest states to have a law that mandates all electric vehicle owners pay a $200 annual fee. Those purchasing a new electric vehicle will pay a one-time fee of $400 for vehicle registration, in addition to the yearly $200 charge. Now, mind you, we have registration fees for other vehicles as well. And they say the purpose is to recover the tax revenue loss from the absence of gasoline purchases by electric vehicle owners. Taxes collected from gasoline sales are typically utilized for road and highway repairs. and sometimes for school improvements. With the increasing number of electric vehicles in Texas, estimated right now at over 200,000, the state aims to generate approximately $38 million annually for highway repair. And I see that. You know, I don't know if that's the right way to do it. I don't know if that's even enough. Honestly, I think we're spending us with fuel. We're spending a hell of a lot more than that in terms of taxes with fuel. Because, you know, if you have an electric car and you never use it, you know, somebody could say, well, why should you be spending that money if you're not using the road? But if you have somebody that's using the road a lot, then they should pay more. If you use the road more, you should pay more. And, you know, I don't want tolls, nothing like that, but it does draw criticism from both sides because these roads were designed to be used for a vehicle, and our taxes go to these roads. But where did the taxes come from? Do they come from your state tax? Do they come from the gas tax? So, do you use a mile tax for every mile you drive? Would that have a tax? So I think to simplify things, they're like, look, if you have an electric car, let's just do the 200 and make it simple. Now, will it discourage Texans from purchasing electric vehicles? No, because most electric vehicle purchasers are wealthy. We aren't really seeing the widespread population buying these. They're still very expensive. And so $200, I don't think is going to dissuade them because they are going to be saving money on gas. And there's been some studies looking at, you know, how much do you save? But Consumer Reports says a $200 annual fee is excessive. They suggest a maximum justifiable EV fee of only $71 for Texas. Now, you know, again, I think it's fair that if you use the roads a lot, you pay more. If you don't use the roads, you don't pay as much. But one argument against that is, let's say you're a senior citizen and you don't drive anymore, but you need the paramedics. Those paramedics need a road to get to you. And so your taxes, you know, even though you might not be using the roads per se, you need the roads to get your groceries. You need the roads so your Amazon delivery driver can deliver it to you, to your, for your home health nurse. So we're all using the roads. 18 other states in the U.S. have implemented annual fees. Some of these amounts range from $50 to $200. And again, if you are getting tax breaks, there's tax breaks on electric vehicles, there's incentives that might offset the costs. You know, a power to you. If you want to get an electric vehicle, I think that's great. I may eventually get one as well. But the problem I have with this is, I think in an effort to be more green and in an effort to protect the environment, we're not really studying if these electric vehicles are going to be harmful in another way. So when studies came out saying, look, the tires are shredding faster and the tires are causing more pollution on electric vehicles because of the weight, and nobody really talked about that. In order to install electric outlets and to increase the grid, that also takes a toll on the environment. The heat, to have charged roads and to provide charging, is going to be causing more heat. I don't know about you guys, but my curling iron, my laptop, anything that's plugged in generates heat. And so is anybody talking about that effect? And then when you have millions of Americans live in apartment complexes that don't have enough room to park, let alone to charge. How do people in apartment complexes, when they have a two-person, you know, driving family with two jobs, two different places, how does the average family that might have two vehicles charge if they live in an apartment complex? And so I don't know if they're considering all of that. And so, you know, having electric vehicles by choice is fantastic. I think it's exciting. It'll be fascinating to see, you know, what studies come out of it. But, you know, there might be some cons to it that nobody wants to talk about. So one study looked at, you know, is it worth it? Are electric cars worth it? It's a 3-year cost analysis done by AutoWeek. And they broke it down to see what it would cost you over time. So they say in terms of starting costs, yes, electric vehicles are more expensive than fuel cars. The Mini Cooper Hardtop, $24,250. Mini Electric, $30,000. Hyundai Kona, $21,000. Hyundai Kona Electric, $38,000. So, you know, when you look at the difference between the electric versus the non-electric, yeah, it's an extra $6,000-$7,000. In terms of miles, I do believe people will, you know, maybe drive less with an electric vehicle because they're scared that they're going to run out of power. So they might save on mileage. But to keep things fair, they used the theoretical annual mileage of 15,000 for all cars. In terms of maintenance costs, they used the AAA's 2019 Your Driving Cost Analysis. Keep in mind, things are a hell of a lot more expensive now after COVID. But they found that it was cheaper in terms of maintenance for the electric vehicle, an extra 2 cents a mile cheaper if you had an electric vehicle versus not. And so, yeah, you're not having oil changes. You know, you aren't having the engine maintenance. I understand electric vehicle batteries could be very, very expensive. But, you know, yeah, it might be cheaper. In terms of energy usage, the Mini Electric, you know, or the electrics, they looked at the EPA gallons and kilowatts used, and they found that, yeah, you may get better gas mileage from the non-electric when you look at the Mini hardtops than the Kona, but the Kona electric was more efficient than the Mini electric. When you look at the gasoline costs, the annual cost to drive for 45,000 miles, you're spending about $4,400 on the Mini hardtop, $3,600 on the Hyundai Kona. So, in terms of gas and charging costs, they looked at all of that. For the Mini Electric, it charged, I think it cost almost $2,000 to charge enough to cover 45,000 miles. The Kona Electric, $1,700. So you're still saving money on charging versus gas. In terms of depreciation, they looked at that as well. And so overall, their 3-year ownership cost, they found that the electrics might have overall cost more. You know, gas cars were still cheaper, but in the long run, if you get the tax credit, it might make the electric car cheaper. 1-877-DOT-VALLEY, don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.